This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A series of powerful earthquakes hit western Japan, leaving at least 8 people dead, damaging buildings, vehicles, and boats. Officials warning people in some areas on Tuesday to stay away from their homes because of a risk of more strong quakes. Aftershocks continue to shake Ishikawa Prefecture and nearby areas a day after a magnitude 7.6 tremor slammed the area on Monday afternoon. Israel pulled tanks out of some of Gaza districts on Monday, according to residents, as it announced plans to shift tactics and cut back on troop numbers in its war with the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Mohammed Abdul Salam, the Houthis' chief negotiator and spokesman, met with Iran's foreign minister in Tehran on Monday. And Russia's latest drone attacks in Ukraine are coming with another warning from Moscow. In this time of war overseas, more Americans are now thinking more about foreign policy and how it should be a top of the U.S. priority for 2024. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press Norick Center for Public Affairs Research, which finds international concerns and immigration rising in importance with the public. Those concerns are still overshadowed by longstanding economic worries, but at least one in four, or I should say four in ten U.S. adults named foreign policy topics in an open-ended question that asked people to share up to 5 issues for the government to work on next year. That's about twice as many as who mentioned the topic in the AP Nork poll conducted a year ago. This is VOA News. Russia's latest drone attacks in Ukraine are coming with another warning from Moscow.
Russia launched a record 90 Shahed-type drones across Ukraine during the early hours of the new year. President Vladimir Putin said his country would intensify its attacks on its neighbor. Putin said Ukraine could expect more such strikes after shelling the Russian border city of Belgorod that killed more than 2 dozen people and wounded more than 100 others. Putin called that a terrorist act. In Ukraine, a 15-year-old boy was killed and 7 people wounded after falling debris from one of 87 downed Russian drones hit a residential building in the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa. I'm Norman Hall.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his military should thoroughly annihilate the U.S. and South Korea if provoked. Details from AP correspondent Tiffany Wong.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his commanding army officers to thoroughly annihilate the U.S. and South Korea if provoked, vowing to boost national defense to cope with what he called an unprecedented U.S.-led confrontation. North Korea has increased its warlike rhetoric in recent months in response to an expansion of U.S.-South Korean military drills. Kim says in a 5-day meeting that he will launch 3 more military spy satellites, produce more nuclear materials, and develop attack drones this year in what observers say is an attempt to increase his leverage in future diplomacy with the U.S. I'm Tiffany Wong.
And South Korean opposition leader was actually stabbed and attacked. The opposition leader Lee Jae-myung has been stabbed by an unidentified man during a visit to the southeastern city of Busan. Emergency officials say that Lee was attacked Tuesday as he visited the construction site of a new airport in the city. They say Lee is conscious and is not in critical condition. Lee slumped to the ground where a person pressed a handkerchief to his neck to stop the bleeding. Lee is head of the main opposition Democratic Party and lost the 2022 presidential election to President Yoon Suk-yeol by a narrow margin. Recapping our top stories, a series of powerful earthquakes have hit western Japan, leaving at least 8 people dead, damaging buildings, vehicles, and boats, with officials warning people in some areas on Tuesday to stay away from the homes altogether because of a risk of more strong quakes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.